Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. Show that happens twice a week. Two old guys just talking about old games. Original Flavor Wednesday, so that means we're going backwards through Droogly's top 25 Nintendo 64 games.
That was well said.
Yeah.
That was well said. You're using your NPR voice.
I can also use my ASMR voice.
That's not as good.
This week.
Yes.
We'll be talking about the great aerial combat game, Star Fox 64.
I'm afraid Levelator's just going to completely erase everything.
You're right. Star Fox 64. That's what we're doing this week. Star Fox 64.
You sounded really thirsty. Are you okay?
Well, full disclosure, we both feel bad today.
Our tummy's hurt.
Yep.
Also, pull the curtain back a little bit. I'm not saying there's a connection, but we did record Monday's episode last night, and we did eat those old Vienna hot hot corn chips. I'm not saying there's a connection. Allegedly, there could be a connection.
We found some Vienna sausages on the ground. We ate those.
That's probably not
Man, I can't believe I used to eat those a lot, though.
Vienna sausage?
Yeah.
I've never had one.
All I don't think I've had one. Me and my dog, Primer, would eat just lots of Vienna sausages.
It's like chapter two of your biography.
It's not a great food when you and your dog enjoy it equally together.
What is a Vienna sausage? Is that a breakfast sausage?
It's like a canned, super fatty hot dog.
It's canned? Yeah. Like just one like canned, long, skinny can that a sausage is in?
It's like hot dog quarters almost. And they're really pale, and it looks like someone just jizzed in a jar and then canned them. Like they're slimy and they're...
Like you do.
Yeah, like you do.
What are you doing today, Herbert? Oh,
pickled sausage in the old jizz jar.
Just canning my own jizz. What's she doing today?
Get ready for the Blue Ribbon Jizz Fest.
That's a character I'm working on called Herbert the Jizz Farmer.
He'll go nicely to our catalog of characters of Cave Manny.
Cave Manny! I forgot about Cave Manny!
Ooga?
All right, what else we got? Who else is our rogues gallery?
Of our own patented Tadpog characters.
So far we got Cave Manny and Herbert the Jizz Farmer. You think they'll hire us as SNL writers yet?
Yeah. I'm sure Nature Box is like, send them up free boxes. We gotta get these guys some promotions.
You think we should run something with these guys? I mean, the pussy energy drink people never got back to them, but maybe, I don't know, maybe we could give them a go. Exalted Lord Mike did send Pussy Energy Drink a tweet.
Oh, that's good.
He did.
That's awesome.
He's really hustling for us. And man, Pussy Energy Drink just ain't having it. I got to say Pussy a whole bunch because Taryn, you called it. You called it, Tyler. Taryn texted you a whole bunch criticizing the number of times that the word Pussy
did not like
said.
It. She cringed every single time.
I don't know what to say to that.
I can't find cunt energy drink yet, so.
Yeah, that one's a little more sour.
So, yeah, we may take a lot of deep breaths and centering, like, our quivering stomachs and aching buttholes.
Yes.
Whether those are linked together or not, we don't know.
Usually I wouldn't admit that I have that at the same time as you.
Although I had to go to the dentist today to repair a cracked filling. That sucked. That made me feel bad for the whole rest of the day.
Was it like an emergency thing or?
Well, a month ago, like on the right side, my gums in the back just started swelling up so much that they almost covered up my teeth.
Oh, that's not good. That's That's not a good sign.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to the dentist, so I was like, I'll just floss a whole bunch and it'll probably pass. And it did after a long time.
I'll just pop these gums with a needle. It'll be okay.
And then whenever I went in for a cleaning, like a month after that, they're like, yeah, you have all of your older fillings are now in need of repair. So the one there, and I've got one up top and another one somewhere else. So, yeah. No new ones, just repairing old ones.
Gotcha. The old tooth cobbler.
The ones that look like aluminum foil, as opposed to the ones that are like made of like porcelain and stuff ones. Now. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to go to the dentist.
Yeah. It's overrated.
I need to go to the dentist. I got a weird thing. You know how like my knee, you know, mm-hmm. Remember the cool intro where I talked about my knee? This isn't an intro. This is just a little extra bonus bit for all our dedicated listeners. I got this thing where like sometimes my tooth hurts and sometimes it doesn't. And when I lived in Lexington, I went to the dentist about it and I was like, hey, man, my tooth really hurts sometimes. And he's like, all right, well, let's take a look at it. Bite down on these x-ray things and they do the deal. He's like, all right, let me look at them. Okay, thank you.
He comes. X-rays of the dentist let me know I'd be terrible at giving blowjobs. Terrible.
Jaw gets tired or?
Just, and they put that in my mouth and be like, x-ray.
Very sensitive gag reflex,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Hmm. Noted.
Hint, hint, Dave.
Noted.
I'm not moving my hand.
And then the dentist comes back and he's like, no, you're fine. No, my tooth really hurts. I don't see anything. All right. So what's going on then? Why do I have this pain? Might be a fracture. I don't know.
Great dentist. Well, it's like the one I went to, like complaining of like horrible tooth pain. He was like, I don't see anything wrong. Like, I don't care. It's this one right here. Do something. And he's like, well, I mean, I can crack it open, but I had to put a crown on it either way. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I was like, do it. Just fucking do it. And he did it. And he said, as soon as he did it, pus just came pouring out of it because I had a dead tooth. It just didn't look like it.
Ugh. Yeah. How'd that taste?
I don't know. I was passed the fuck out.
That's good. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Did you wake up super emotional?
Because I had to demand nitrous because they don't just give it to you now. Yeah. It's just like, no, just shove needles in your mouth and then do it. No. Give me the gas too. It's fine. I want both.
I actually made a surgeon laugh when he asked if I, because I had to get my wisdom teeth cut out as a grown man. And he asked me if I ever had any surgery done. And I said, no, I haven't. And he said, okay. He said, do you have any like any problems with anesthesia or anything like that? And I was like, no. And if I could just walk in the door and then just pass the fuck out. And you take teeth out of my mouth, and I wake up and never see you again. That would be perfect. I don't know why I felt so comfortable with him. I guess it's a good sign. Or it's like, I mean, this guy's going to be all up in my mouth, taking my teeth. I might as well tell him how I really feel. I mean,
he could fuck me for all I know, so it's fine.
As long as I don't know, I'm okay with it.
All right.
Man, you are flabbergasted by that.
I got this bottle of Cosby jokes waiting for you, didn't I?
Cosby candy.
Now we're going to be talking about N64 today. But first, I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And I've got a little tidbit. I've got the second of the Reddit Trials by Fire.
We just did our intro.
I didn't just pull this up on my computer for nothing. If I had to go through the trouble of Googling Reddit and Jolly Rancher, then I got to read it. It's much shorter. Much, much shorter.
How much grosser is it than the Swamps of Dagobah?
I can see where people would not think it's as gross and where people would think it's grosser.
Okay. And then there's a small subsection that gets really turned on by it.
Yeah, possibly.
I haven't heard this one.
Because it is sexual in nature.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
And so if this is shorter, I can narrate this one as like an audiobook reader.
This is really your intro?
Yeah.
This is really your intro. You had a great dentist story.
I got to ruin
this,
it.
But this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
So fast forward the next like 3 minutes or so, Tad Fogg. If you don't want to be thoroughly grossed out by it, I didn't hear any complaints. People only enjoyed Donkey Kong 64.
From me, you did. So, from me, you did.
I mean, you didn't enjoy it, but
your co-host.
We don't matter.
In fact, I believe Tony said he felt like you selected it just for him. So there's your encouragement. So there's five of these fucking things. So I got to make it through this and then three more. Are you going to do all of them?
I'm not going to do Colby.
Okay, right. Okay, you did
but
say
I'll,
that.
But I'll do the others.
Okay, you cannot do... I mean, come on. I don't want you to do any of these, but you can't do four and not do five of five.
Because what else I need to do? I need to do Cumbox.
I haven't heard that one either.
Okay, well, I'll have to look into what... I know I've read all of them, but I'll have to...
I couldn't fucking find them. I tried to get them for show notes. I could not find them.
I've got the thread saved somewhere, but right. Searching Reddit is always awful.
Yeah, the Reddit search is bad. All right, Jolly Rancher. What is Jolly Rancher, Tyler?
So this is a thread on Ask Reddit. So the topic question, Reddit, what's the grossest, nastiest... Hold on, I'm going to sneeze.
That's definitely staying in.
Good, it should. Yeah. It should. We're all organic here.
We need a dinger for every time someone sneezes. I feel like that's probably number one. Is that number one for sneeze
close.
Of the show?
I think we haven't edited it out. Reddit, what's the grossest, nastiest thing that's happened to you in a sexual encounter? All right, so this one is by user
Jolly Rancher Lover.
Rival the Creator.
Okay.
This post got him 1,400 upvotes and gold for 2 months.
Internet points.
Yeah. Okay. So his response is, nothing tops the Jolly Rancher story.
Can you read it? Like, do you know how you're going to read it yet?
Yeah, very seriously.
Very seriously. Very seriously. Okay. I was going to request if you could read it, like, if I was an elven adventurer and I came into a tavern and you're like,
And
you're like,
yeah,
a one-eyed dwarf or something. You're sitting at the bar.
Yeah. I'll be a bardic tail spinner at the bar. All right. Steve and his girlfriend Samantha went off to college in August. She went to Florida State. He went to Penn. So she decides to fly to Pennsylvania to visit him.
Yeah. Oh.
He was really happy to see her, so he decided to give her some oral action. He had done this numerous times and always enjoyed doing it. But for some reason, this time... she smelled really horrible, and she tasted even worse. He didn't want to offend her, though because he hadn't seen her in months, he decided he would put a Jolly Rancher in his mouth to cover it up. But even that didn't seem to help much.
What about the peppermint stuff from Swamps of Dagobah? Can you try that?
That would have been a better alternative.
That's the guy who took it from the box in the first story.
In the course of eating her out, he accidentally pushed the candy inside of her and then stuck a finger in to grab it out. He took it out and put it back in his mouth and bit it. Only it wasn't the Jolly Rancher. It was a nodule of gonorrhea.
Ugh.
Ugh. As in the blister-like structure that gonorrhea makes, filled with diseased pus inside of a fucking Jolly Rancher, and the poor guy bit it.
Oh, dude.
I guess it was really dark in the room. He freaked out and started vomiting all over the place when it exploded in his mouth.
I believe they call those flavor crystals. Dude, have you tried the gonorrhea blasted flavor crystals in this? Holy shit.
He demanded to know what was going on. It turns out she had cheated on him at a club, like, the first week of college.
With gonorrhea, man.
And fucked some random guy, and stupid bitch had no clue what was wrong with her.
I don't think that's not very nice thing to say, Mr. Dwarf.
Nope. She noticed a strange smell, though. So now Steve is freaking out that he has gonorrhea of the mouth, and God knows what else. The Jolly Rancher story.
Well done. I feel like we need some thunderclaps in that story or something.
It wasn't the Jolly Rancher.
Or we need to get this story as written by 8-year-old Tyler Holland.
They ate the gonorrhea the day before they were going to get married.
He kind of slipped into Homestar a little bit.
The day before they got married. Gonorrhea.
That's a pretty gross story.
Mm-hmm.
That was grosser than the Swamps of Dagobah, I think.
Yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
I can see people would be
Yeah.
Would be and wouldn't be.
No, that's grosser.
Yeah.
That's also fake, but I mean, it's grosser.
Yeah. I also think it's fake. It's just, maybe just because if it was written better, maybe it'd be more convincing, but who bites into a Jolly Rancher?
Like,
that's the part that gets me. You don't bite into a Jolly Rancher. There's nothing in the center. You don't No, you just suck on a Jolly Rancher until like it becomes like a sword, and then you might bite it.
Yeah.
But like,
sometimes I like to get a grip on it though with my teeth, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't like chomp. You don't chomp down on those.
But like, if you just like, if you were to hold it in your mouth, it's just going to squish. It's not going to pop. I don't know gonorrhea nodule physics. It may immediately pop. I don't know. Ted Bug Nation, if you've ever bitten into nodule gonorrhea or know anything about nodules gonorrhea,
just
know.
Keep that to your goddamn self. I don't want to fucking know.
Tweet your replies at Ellison Lazar.
Man, they did that thing when I was in high school where they're like, all right, everybody, come on to the auditorium. No class. Everyone come on to the auditorium. Come on down to the sexual freak show. Everyone have a seat. You all want to see vaginas today, don't you? What's going on?
It's like the part with the guy from the Dawn of the Dead or whatever. What's his name? Cheech and
Chong. Are you talking about Cheech Marin?
Cheech Marin in front
of you. Where he does from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, except the principal wasn't like listing all the kinds of pussy. Sorry, Taryn. It's in the movie.
Blue waffles, gonorrhea nodules.
But I remember, man, whew, that was a somber auditorium. Like, we couldn't have been quieter and horrified if one of the kids had like hung themselves from the rafters in that presentation. Because it's just like, it's like the scene in Red Dragon where he's all like, do you see? Like just flipping through the slides. Look at that. That used to be a dick. Next.
I wish I had seen Red Dragon. I got stood up the night I was supposed to go see it. So I've never seen Red Dragon.
You've never seen it?
Nope.
I think that somebody owes you an apology. Mm-hmm. And that's the person who stood you up.
Yeah. Adrian, you owe me an apology. I know you listen. Girl I haven't spoken to is at driving school.
I liked it. Okay. I liked it. All right. I'm sure like some film purists will tell me I'm totally wrong, but I liked it. And probably people who have like read the book will also probably be like, actually,
yeah,
that's not a good movie, but I thought it was okay.
Yeah. Well, it's fine.
What's up, internet? I'm Dave. I am thoroughly disgusted and nauseous already. So that's a fantastic start to this episode. I got invited to play in a poker game. I don't know if this is an ongoing thing. So I have to,
I got asked to come and give you all my money regularly.
So I got to, learn how to play poker.
Oh man.
In 3 days. So that'll be fun. Now I've played like some Texas Hold'em and stuff like that, but I'm going to be playing with like men.
Mm. You know who can teach you to play poker pretty well?
Probably Wiley.
Time Lord Josh Edwards.
Really? Oh yeah. That is a good idea. Maybe I'll hit him up for that. I've played before, but it's like, I'm the kind of guy who's like, oh shit, I got to play poker. Let me look up on the internet what beats what real quick. All right. Okay.
What is a full, a full house is of course a Danny Tanner. And
everywhere you look. What's wrong with Dave? I don't know. He started trying to learn poker for like 5 minutes and he's singing this fucking song and staring at the wall. I don't know.
I don't know. I watched Maverick and then 8 seasons of Full House.
So, yeah.
And a bunch of Gambit comic books.
Kinetic Card. I don't know. That's a pretty good way to never get invited to play poker.
Hey. Every time you fold, you throw your cards out like Gambit.
Make an exploding sound.
And you speak in a Cajun accent the entire time.
I got a full house, I guarantee it. That's what Gambit's. Hi, I'm Gambit.
That's another good character. Our Gambit and Josh Nance, who's entirely fabricated by us.
So, I don't know. I'll update everybody on how that goes. I will let you know how much I lose, because I guarantee I'm going to lose money. I'm not going to win money. Tony, I'm not going to tell you who these people are, so you can't get the fucking federales to come and get us. Because I know you will do that. You and the emulation police.
It's true.
But, I mean, I'll let everybody know. I'll update you. I mean, if it's as easy as fantasy football, I'll probably just win everyone's money.
You could. I mean, it's all weird luck. So
yeah,
it's keeping a straight face and luck.
I play too conservatively to win, because every time I go, I say every time I go to the casino,
I go to poker.
Yeah. Guys, I'm here for poker. Are we ready to do the poker? The people I'm playing with, like, I overheard them at work talking about, like, oh man, have you played Five Sticky Jackman? What is that? And they're like listening like all these poker variants, and it's like I'm crossing my arms like, you guys are putting me on.
I love Jimmy Jazz Fingers. You don't play Jimmy Jazz Fingers?
So the one time I've gone to play it at a casino, it was Texas Hold'em, and I just played. My goal was not to win any money. My goal was, I have $50. Let's see how long I can play this game. And I won $10
that's good.
In 5 hours. I remember leaving the casino like feeling like a winner, and then it dawned on me, I made more money than this bussing tables at the Olive Garden when I was 15 years old.
The only game I've ever played in a casino is blackjack, and that's because I cleaned up at it in Fallout New Vegas. So I was like, I know how to play blackjack. I'll do that.
How'd it work?
Okay. I think I pretty much broke even.
Man, that's not bad.
So
I don't know casino, but I hear that blackjack is a fast way to lose your money. I don't know.
I've heard that it's your best chance to actually. Oh. I mean, all the games are stacked in, you know, right, favor of the house, but like you have the best odds at walking away with something in blackjack.
Well,
and least in roulette.
You and I have different sources.
Yeah,
you're probably right, because I don't talk to the casino folk too often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a carny guy. I talk to the carnies, yeah, but not the casino folk.
The high-end carnies.
No.
All right. Dave, yeah, do you hear that?
I do. It's the gonorrhea crystal infested train. The lesser known of the Final Fantasy crystals. The gonorrhea element. Where we all go and praise to Yevon in the temple of gonorrhea.
Some dumb bitch.
Which, of course,
yeah,
ushers in a segment that we like to call Dave Reads on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Star Fox 64. Or as it's known in Japan, Suta Fakasu Rokujian. Not racist at all.
Suta Fakasu.
Known in, check this
I'll
out,
I'll give you some Suku Fakasu.
You anti-Semite.
That's exactly what my dad would say if you heard that.
Known in, get this, you're gonna like this. You ready for this? Known in Australia and Europe as Lilat Wars.
Huh. Okay.
It's a 3D scrolling shooter game themed around aircraft combat for the Nintendo 64 video game console. It is a reboot of the original Star Fox, and the only game in the Star Fox series to be released on the Nintendo 64. An auto-stereoscopic remake named Star Fox 64 3D for the Nintendo 3DS was released in 2011. Star Fox 64 is the first Nintendo 64 game to have included support for the Rumble Pack, which I do not have, so I cannot comment on that, with which it initially came bundled. Believe it or not, I did not buy this game new in 2015 when we recorded this show, so it didn't come with it. The game received critical acclaim from reviewers and critics who praised its smooth animation, detailed visuals, voice acting, and use of multiple gameplay paths. Tyler, that is Star Fox 64.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
You found this on iTunes. This is just the gonorrhea dentist episode.
I think it'd be great if one day we did that. Where it's just like, we just burn an hour and 10 minutes on horrible intro stories. Just the worst. And then I read Wikipedia, and then we shut it down.
We read our own rejected entry into Wikipedia, and the podcast is over. Because I, with the last of my Club Nintendo points before it shut down, I bought Star Fox 64 for my 3DS.
Yes.
So that is what I played this on.
All right.
And I played it on, in N64 mode.
Oh, that's cool. They got, like, what, a remastered mode and an N64 mode?
Because the other mode used the gyroscopic controls for the 3DS.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the sound of that.
So you're supposed to, like, use the 3D and the gyroscopic controls, and, like, nope, fuck that. I just N64, so it's controls exactly the same as the N64. It just has updated graphics.
But you don't have the cool controller. You don't That's have the true. Cool Nintendo 64 uh-huh. controller. Ugh. Tyler, I got the full experience. I played this on the N64 controller. I got to tell you something right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Like, this is the... I don't understand why games after Star Fox 64... Because Star Fox 64, I just read the Wikipedia. I'm guessing it came out in 1997. I think that's what the game said. This game came out in 1997, and it uses the controller beautifully. You know, you got the N64 Trident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in order to use the joystick, you have to grasp the middle blade of the Trident, and then you put your right hand like really close to it on the right blade of the Trident, and you've got the Z trigger on the back.
Yep.
Okay, so in Star Fox, one of the controls is if you hold the R button, your spaceship, your space airplane, will tilt to the right. Well, the problem with the N64 controller is when your hand is controlling the joystick, you fucking cannot reach the left bumper. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like in order to do it, you would have to take your hand off of the middle Trident blade and hit the L button and then put it back. So they were just like, fuck it. Z button is going to make you tilt left, and problem 100% completely solved. And when I was playing Star Fox 64 and I was like, this is fucking brilliant. Why did they not think of to do this in any other fucking N64 mm-hmm. game that I played? Cause all the other games, it's like fucking Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie. I kind of get Perfect Dark because of the trigger. You want that to be the gun, yeah. I guess. But it's like all the other games on the N64 I played, I've exclusively turned right because I cannot use the left bumper.
Yeah.
So it's just like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to go right for a little bit until
there's no point in that left prong of the Trident. You may as well just, if I can get a bandsaw and cut that off.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And hardly any games actually let you use the D-pad at all. Doesn't even function. So
I think Kirby 64 let us use it, mm-hmm. right? And then I think the only other game that's let us use it is maybe... Rogue Squadron?
I don't recall.
I think it was like weapon select or something like that. Yeah. Like, I mean, it wasn't like control a thing with the D-pad. It was very much a, I mean, I guess we got to do something with these buttons.
You should do something with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, point, Star Fox 64.
That's true.
Right, or already.
I never could beat or, you know, get that far in the one for Super Nintendo. The one for Super Nintendo. The original Star Fox. This one, though, man, I beat the shit out of this game.
So,
like,
as a kid,
I watched my friends play this as a kid. I played the first, like, maybe level.
Okay.
I didn't even play it extensively until yesterday.
So, this was essentially your first experience playing the mm-hmm. game.
Yep.
And you found it to be easy?
I breezed through every single level except the fucking Landmaster.
I hit a little bump.
I enjoyed every level except that one.
Yeah.
And for some reason, to me, it's just like, you put Star Fox in anything else but a fucking R-Wing, and the game is just garbage. That's where he's supposed to be. Leave him in that. I mean, I understand why they did it. You know, you want to break new ground, do some different things. I understand. Don't go full tilt Star Fox Adventures, where it's just like, no. Just get rid of the plane.
The Landmaster is a tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tank, and it essentially controls just like your Starship airplane, and except that it only moves on two axes instead of mm-hmm. three. So
it's difficult to aim.
It is difficult to aim. And then meanwhile, the rest of your team is like, lol, we're going to stay in our spaceships.
Man, it was like, the whole time. I don't know what they're fucking doing. Yeah. Like, I'm sitting there blowing shit. Fox is blowing shit up. Everyone else just flying in circles. Help me out, Fox.
I know.
Help you. Hey, that thing on the ground. Help me out over here in the air. Oh, no, Fox. Help me out of here. Fox, fucking do something, Fox. Ah. Yeah.
steer your lumbering land barge into the sky and shoot these spaceships off of me.
Oh, such a terrible level. Yeah. It's the only one I think I died twice before I could beat it.
I tried, I shouldn't say I tried. I played this game essentially three times. And the first time is where that game ended for me because I got to it and just quit. It wasn't even a rage quit. It was just kind of like a meh quit. It's like, I don't have time for this right now. And this Landmaster level really isn't doing it for me. I'll come back and try this game again later.
Yeah.
And then the second time was a really painful experience because the second time I played this game, I got to Andross. Spoilers, he's the boss of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And fought him, burned through pretty much all of my lives on him. I'm on my last life. I'm fighting him. He's got two hands with gems. Mm-hmm. He's got the infinity gems in his palm.
Mm-hmm.
You blow up his hands. So he's just a monkey face, giant monkey face. And then you blow his face off. You shoot his face until it comes off and just his Terminator face is exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I did that and then blew up.
Ugh.
So I played the game a third time. This happened at like 2:30 in the morning. So it happened and I was like, well, guess I'm not beating this game because my heart is broken. My heart is broken. I cannot go back to Star Fox 64. I just cannot do it. And then when I got home from work today, I was like, you know what? That game was pretty fun. I'm going to try it again. I feel like I understand the levels better. Maybe I can get through to and get to Andross with a shitload of lives, which I did. Got to Andross, blew up. Left hand, right hand, blew his face off. And then what I realized was that second playthrough, if I'd have hit him like one more time, one more time, I would have won the game.
Yeah.
Because that's all that happens. When his face melts off, you just shoot him like one time and he blows up. Yeah. And then the game's over.
Although, see, I got that ending at first too, but he tricked us.
Uh-oh.
He tricked us. That's not Andross. That is his robot copy he uses to trick you.
Android.
And yeah, you're right. In order to get to the real Andross, spoilers, you have to either go exclusively on the hard path.
Can you tell me how to do that?
You have to, let's see, I think on Koneria, at one point, Falco asks you to save him.
Yeah.
You save Falco.
Yeah.
And then follow him through like all these loops, and he will lead you to a second secret boss.
Man. Okay, that's cool, I mm-hmm. guess, except that there was no way of knowing. Like, if he would have said, follow me.
They give, like, really weird, obscure hints at the very beginning when they banter, and that's the only way you can know.
Like, what hint?
That's just what I read whenever I was like, how do you do all this? Okay.
I think that's bullshit, because it's like Star Fox for the SNES, right? Like when you start out, you get this star map, mm-hmm. and you see all these planets in the system, and it's obvious that there's three different paths. But I got frustrated because there was no way for me to select a path. I felt like, because on Star Fox for the SNES, there's some selection there, right? It's not just straight up like, I know like to get to the black hole, you have to like do a certain sequence of events, but mm-hmm. other than that, it's pretty much just select where you want to go, right?
No, I think it's the same way in the original Star Fox. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm probably not remembering correctly, but
I don't think it was as obscure in the original Star Fox.
Well, I wasn't gonna look anything up because I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I am a little disappointed because I would have loved to have like played this game on a harder difficulty.
Yeah. You just have to know the tricks. It's all about getting like 100 points or 200 points also will lead you on a different path. I think the difference in this one is if you earn that other path, you then get to choose whether you want to do the difficulty spike path or go on what your normal trajectory is. Yeah. So you can choose your path. It's because you play through all the way on hard and go through like Sector Z at the end and then get to Venom the hard way and then you get to see his final form. Or in the Landmaster level, if you blow up the train at a certain point before it reaches somewhere, then the path will branch off into Venom and you could do his true path that way.
So did you do all this?
No.
Damn. I would love to do this. I actually, spoilers, enjoyed the game a lot. So I would totally do the hard path. I have a question for you since you've done some research. Mm-hmm. There is a stage in the game where Star Wolf, Leon, Pygma, and another guy, they all put a bomb in your headquarters.
Yep.
And I tried that mission three times because like they're flying around dogfighting with you.
This was a new thing I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
All range mode and dogfighting.
Because normally this game is a on-rail shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But this mode allows you to break out of that, and you just got a map where you can freely fly around and dogfight. I really enjoy it, too. But, okay, so the bad guys, they set us up the bomb, and there's a timer. Your good buddy, Robot, I believe his name is Rob64, is letting you know, like, hey, this bomb's going to blow up in a minute. And so every time I try to, like, kill all the bad guys before that minute is up, I was never able to do it, and the base always blew up. Does something special happen if you kill all of the fighters?
No, I let's see, because I passed that level right when the timer hit zero. Rob says the bomb is blowing up, and then I hit Wolf, and he crashed, and I still cleared the level. And it just level clear, and you keep going.
Just the same path.
Yep.
So it still blows up.
Well,
no matter what.
Maybe if I feel like because I did get put on the middle path at one point. So I think maybe that put me on the middle path for one level, and then went back to the easy one.
Okay. See, I kind of, because I felt like, oh, okay, this is like a gate. Like, this is a gate where if I'm able to complete this thing, I'll probably get bumped onto one of the harder paths. But I just couldn't do it. Almost got there. So close. Pygma is the pig.
Mm-hmm.
He's an anthropomorphic pig and a fighter jet. Pretty cool. He's one tough bastard.
So I think they want him to be the worst. Because
the worst?
Well, I mean, the worst to fight. The person you want to hate the most, and him be the hardest to take down because he's the betrayer.
Right.
You know.
I like that lore. We don't really get this lore in the SNES version. Mm-hmm. I feel like they start building it in this game.
Yeah, because all in the original Star Fox, you just know James McCloud, Fox's dad, was killed by Andross, and you find that out that Pygma betrayed him and Pepe and. Then that's how Andross was able to kill him.
Yeah. And you find out that Pepe was with James, which is cool, because I don't think that's even mentioned in the Super Nintendo game. So they, like, start... I love that, seeing where it's like, okay, well, let's take this cool thing and essentially write head fiction for it and superimpose it on this game, which totally works out. I loved it. They make a big deal out of Star Wolf, it seems like, because...
Because he was also a Smash Brothers character.
Well, I just didn't understand because it's like, I think one of the missions is titled like Enter Star Wolf. And then it's like, he's not a big deal at all in the game, it seemed like. So yeah.
You get it. Let's see. Oh, if you're on the hard path, you do have to fight him again.
Okay.
Because when you get to Venom, there is that level, which I think is a very cool boss, like the rock golem.
Temple runner, essentially, is what it is.
If you get there on hard mode, you skip him and a damaged like Star Wolf comes down and you have to fight Star Wolf in a dogfight, and then it takes you right to hard Andross.
Okay, cool. I mean, I love all this stuff.
So there's like, I only got the one dogfight stage, but depending on the path you take, there are others where you fight that crew again and again.
I know. I fought them on the easy path. I fought them twice. Mm-hmm. I fought them at the base when they set us up the bomb, and I fight them again at a satellite. I got to like take down some shields to go to Venom.
See, that's what I got to that level, but they weren't in it.
They weren't in it?
Yeah, it was just regular robots, flying machines, and then the thing comes up, and I shot it and blew it up, and that was it. Like, they didn't show up the dogfight. Yeah.
I wonder why.
So I don't know if that was, if I took an even easier path, like, we're just like, no, just don't send them out.
Was that the game where you blew them all up in the, headquarters?
Yeah, maybe it's because I beat them there, so they didn't show back up later. That might be it.
I hope that's it, because that's really cool design. I like that. Where it, like, rewards you for, hey, you did a really good thing.
Yeah, that has to be it, because I took them all down. Yeah, you're right.
I like that. That's cool.
And let's see, here's the thing that irks me about the lore of the game. Okay, so spoilers again. I guess the whole thing's going to be spoilers. No, we're not going to say that anymore.
But I want to throw this in, too. If you're playing this game for the story, I feel like you're playing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, that's true.
The story is a nice aside, but it's not the main reason to play Star Fox 64. Yeah.
Because when you go in to fight Final Andross, he's there, you blow up his hands, you blow up his face, and then instead of a robot, he's a brain and eyeballs. Okay. It's his true boss form. Okay. And it's very difficult because you have to take out the eyes and the brain will phase in and out. It has the like the spinal cord tendrils that will grab you and take like half of your life away. It's a hard fight. But at the end, when you beat him, and then Andross says, you know, you beat me, but you're not getting out of here. And he self-destructs and Venom starts exploding and Fox doesn't know how to get out. And then suddenly you see the image of James McCloud come over his intercom, which is Fox with some badass Ray-Bans on. And he said, just like,
his dad's alive?
Yeah.
Tyler?
Yeah. There are some unclarified theories about it because James comes down. He's like, you've come a long way, Fox. I know how to get out of here. Follow me. And you follow your dad in your ship, and he tells you, you've gotten very strong. I'm very proud of you. You're a fantastic pilot, blah, blah, blah. And then when you get out, because you burst out of this vent as right. Venom explodes, and you see your dad in front of you, all of a sudden he then veers to the left and disappears.
Like flies off the screen?
Yeah,
or?
Flies off the screen into space. Yeah. And then when it goes, cuts the Venom blowing up, it cuts back to Fox, and Fox is in his looking around in his ship.
Classic ghost dad scenario, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people don't know if it was the spirit of his dad leading him out.
Protecting him. Yeah, it totally was.
If it was the Fox is just going crazy and hallucinated, or that James faked his death. And it seems suspicious to me, like maybe James was with Andross. That's what I think, because he doesn't help you. If he's there, his spirit's there, doesn't help you at all in the fight, nothing, until you blow Andross up. Then all of a sudden he's like, oh, okay, hey, yeah, let's go. And I want to get off this planet too. So then he leads you off and he flies away.
You know what I like to think? I like to think that Star Fox took a spirit journey and he discovered that his spirit animal is a fox. Just happened to be his dad.
With sunglasses.
Just happened to be James, the party fox.
I know you can unlock those sunglasses for it. Fox's character portrait in the game. I forget how you do it, but I've read it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not additional DLC.
$5.99. James sunglasses.
Sweet. So I've got some head fiction.
All right.
For Andross. You want to hear it?
I do.
I think that Andross is Cranky Kong.
He does look a whole lot like Cranky Kong.
And I'll tell you what, there's something else. This rabbit hole gets deeper, my friend.
Okay.
When you go to fight Andross, you go through a Kong temple, essentially. You essentially go through a Kong temple.
Ooh, yeah.
And not only that, in the very beginning of the game, what do they refer to Andross as? A mad scientist. And what is Cranky Kong in Donkey Kong 64? A mad scientist. I'm just saying. I'm just connecting dots here, Tyler.
He figured out a way. Okay, so Star Fox 64 is the same universe as Donkey Kong Country.
Has to be.
It's just like way in the future, and Cranky Kong has figured out a way to extend his life far beyond.
Yes. Cranky Kong is Skynet, essentially, is what happened. Cranky Kong invented Google and then took over the world.
Man, that's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Pretty sure it's Cranky Kong.
I think that's pretty solid. I totally agree with you. I think it has to be Cranky Kong.
And then there's Sector X, which is just like red steel girders, like Donkey Kong. Plenty of red steel girders in Donkey Kong. So I don't know.
You're right.
I'm saying the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Man, that's right. I find no flaws in this theory whatsoever.
Side note, just for Tyler, the listener doesn't know that. What's going on. I'm reading off of 4 business cards, which I've written my notes on because my iPad died earlier and needed to charge. And I was like, well, I got some things I want to remember. So I'm just going to scribble them on the back of 4 business cards.
Leave us a 5-star iTunes review. We'll give you one of these business cards.
You bet. I'll send it to you. It actually has my personal contact information on the other side. Call me at work whenever you want.
I do have Phil Hawkins' work number.
I love
and
you.
I've really thought about doing that.
Let's call. Well, let's see. What's the time difference? He's probably not there.
Call and complain about that photographer. He's been taking photos of my daughter at cheerleading practice. I don't appreciate it. I don't know him.
Always leering.
Is walking around like he just ate a sandwich. He's all sweaty. leering at the girls with a camera. He says he's from the paper. I don't know.
We get some character development. We get some character development with your team,
yeah,
your crew. Now they actually are fully voice acted, which I thought was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I like that because I love in Star Fox.
I found out Slippy's a girl.
Slippy's a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that Slippy was a kid because Slippy sounded like a kid. And then, like, I was like, man, Slippy is the Ralph Wiggum of the Star Fox universe.
Yep. There's another fighter hidden on the toxic waste level that you find. You find Falco's girlfriend, Kat, who helps you. If you go to her level, the toxic waste dump, and you blow up all these spotlights, then she will come and help you again on the land master level.
Is she a cat?
Yep, she is.
I like that. So Falco is totally the sub in this relationship.
Yeah.
Because he's a bird dating a cat.
Yep. God, I hate Falco. I fucking hate Falco. And I don't understand this glorification of assholes in entertainment. Because it feels like whoever just like this brutal asshole is, that's who everyone loves for some reason. And it drives me crazy.
I don't love him.
I
don't love him at all. You know what? I mean, he's got one thing going for him. And that is he's an animal who has completely unshackled himself as using what kind of animal he is as a last name. I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Only him and Fox's father have broken those bonds.
Because I could be Falco Bird. Fuck it. Falco Lombardi. Sure.
That's fine.
I get it, though. A lot of people like Falco. I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's a jerk.
That's why whenever I unlocked him in Smash Brothers, it's like, really? Fucking Falco? Okay. All right. Whatever. It's fine.
It's nice to hear his voice, though, honestly. I love how they talk in the Super Nintendo version, but you have to read, mm-hmm. which sucks because it's like...
Reading blows.
Because reading is not cool. it sucks because you have to like take your screen off the action. And it's like, all right, well, let me not look at the things that are shooting at me to read this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Look back up. I mean... It was super important. He just said, thanks a lot.
I remember playing the original 64 version. I always missed Rob 64 sending you packages. I always missed the little yellow icon at the top. In the 3DS version, it's fixed because you get a big red bar in the middle of the screen that you didn't have to touch.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Even in the 64 mode?
Yep.
Interesting.
Here's something I didn't know. I thought Fox was a part of the military.
Yeah, I didn't know. I also learned this. Yeah,
I did not know he is a elite mercenary. Him and his team are all mercenaries. So the Canarian Army fucking sucks.
Yeah.
They really suck.
They have Star Fox has General Pepper by the short and curlies.
Yep.
And he just does.
And I understand that's why at the very end, then he's like, I'll let you join the army. No. No thanks. No thanks, General Pepper. I'm good. We like to do things our way.
You're speaking in a very normal tone and very smooth gestures when you're talking, but like in the game, they remind me of the Canadians from South Park.
Yeah.
Because Fox is all like,
that is not,
oh, that's okay, buddy.
That is not any better in the N64 version at the end. The character portraits are fine, but at the ending, they're just like,
they walk in.
Yeah, and then the motion as they're running away is just horribly animated.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. No thanks, General Pepper. We're going to be going on.
I did find out. You get a check at the end.
Yes. Or you get an invoice. It's an invoice based on like how many enemies you killed.
It is your score times 64.
No. Ah, I see what they did there.
Yeah.
So I like it. And then you hit the start button and then the Star Fox emblem gets stamped on the dotted line. I do like that.
So then what you do is on every level you can medal and various medals then unlock various modes like multiplayer where then you split screen dogfight. And things like that. So it's got plenty of other modes, other ways to play. If you really want to find everything in this game, I feel like it's short and easy if you take the easy path. It's as hard as you want to make it, and there's plenty of content there if you're willing to find it.
I tried the versus mode.
Yeah?
Yeah, Nikki and I played. It's a little disappointing because it's pretty much the same mode, just packaged three different ways. Because there's a point mode where... You decide how many times you got to kill the other person, and then you kill them that many times, and you win. And then there's another mode where it's just you kill the person one time, and you win. And then there's another mode where it's just You pick a time limit, and whoever kills the other person the most times in that time limit wins. It's the same thing, and there's like three maps. There's a Corneria, there is Sector X, and then for some random reason on the time mode, there's an extra map that you can choose, but only in that mode. And it's another planet side one. It was just Nikki and I playing. It might be a lot more fun with four people, but just the two of us, it wasn't super entertaining.
Just doing U-turns and somersaults, hoping to see each other and try to lock on. Oh, nope, missed. Okay.
Well, it is interesting because it's like most of the time we spent looking at our mini map, trying to like figure out where we are and where the other person is. And then like as soon as our icons would get close to one another, that's when we'd actually start looking at the screen and be like, okay, do I actually see them? No, I don't. Okay, look back at the mini map, and like by then we've gone completely different directions. So yeah, I mean, it took a long ass time to kill somebody.
So really just play the normal game. Just straight up.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth buying this game for versus mode.
Yeah. Overall, like, I think it's a really good game. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't think it's better than Paper Mario, but...
You don't?
I don't.
We were talking about this the other night, and it's tough because...
It's hard to... It's comparing like apples to spoons.
Yeah, they're completely different games. This is a game I'd be much more likely to play Star Fox 64 than Paper Mario.
Yeah.
I think honestly, Paper Mario's a better game, but... Given the choice between the two of them, I think I'd pick Star Fox 64 every day of the week because I can play it in an hour and feel like...
You did something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that was an experience. That was a complete experience.
Yeah.
So you haven't brought this up yet. I'm going to guess it's because you haven't seen them. But this game is essentially Star Wars. You know that, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, this game is essentially Star Wars. In Star Fox, you fly R-Wings. And Star Wars, they fly X-Wings. And there's a...
Those are completely different letters.
Those are different letters. You're right. There's a scene in A New Hope.
If it was cross on its side wing, then I'd be like, that's a pretty good argument.
If it was, I don't know, T-Wing, cross on its side. And A New Hope, there's a scene where they're about to fly into the Death Star Trench. And they open their X-foils, and that's when the wings split open. So they recreate this hilariously in Star Fox 64 in the very beginning of the game. And Star Fox is like, open the wings, buddy. And these puny little like wings like move 4 degrees up. And they all do it simultaneously. I thought that was a nice nod to Star Wars. Also... this goes beyond Star Wars, of course, but evil emperor trying to take over the galaxy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen that before, but in Star Wars, it's not Cranky Kong. It's Emperor Palpatine.
It's pretty similar.
Pretty similar. At one point in the game, Peppy says, it's a trap.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So there's that. At the end of the game, General Pepper holds a ceremony where you all march down. And the soldiers are all turned towards you, which is, it's essentially the end of A New Hope, where everyone gets a medal except for Chewbacca. Because even in the Star Wars universe, racism exists and thrives.
Is that really the reason he doesn't get one? He's a sidekick? Or
I don't know why he doesn't get one, but he doesn't get one.
I don't think I'm going to see it. I'm not going to see that movie out of protest.
Don't worry. I'm pretty sure he got one at one of the MTV Music Awards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made it up to him. They were like, Chewbacca, we're sorry. It was a different time back then. You have to understand.
I want to see Borat, Faceplant, and Eminem, and then Chewbacca get a medal on my MTV Music Awards.
I thought it was a weird, completely surreal experience to be, as much as I love the voice acting, it was so surreal to be like flying around, shooting planes and shooting robots, and then hearing an anthropomorphic animal yell motivational things at me. Like, yeah, nice work. Don't worry, we can do it.
Don't you wish that your pets would just walk up to you and just say encouraging things with you throughout the day?
I'm pretty sure Nikki got tired of me last night, like looking over and being like, God, I wish Star Fox was a corgi. He's like almost a corgi.
He's almost a corgi. He looks more like a corgi than he does a fox. You're absolutely correct.
Let me check my other business cards. I'm done with this business card. Set it to the side. All right, new business card. I thought it was cool that Slippy actually had a role in this game, because you do not know the HP of a boss unless Slippy is there.
I did not know that.
The bar does not show up unless Slippy is there. This game was always a step ahead of me. I felt like it was always a step ahead because I would be playing and then Slippy would say something like, analyzing shields. And I'm like, fuck. Ain't doing shit, Slippy Toad. And then I would notice all of a sudden an HP bar would show up. Okay, thanks, Slippy.
Oh, man.
I appreciate that. That's why there's a stage where you have to save Slippy Toad. And this Odiug essentially has Slippy Toad in its tendrils. And you'd have no idea what this plant creature's life is until you free Slippy Toad from the tendrils. And then Slippy's like, analyzing shields! And then you get the HP bar. So I thought that was a really... nice thing that they totally didn't have to do.
Yeah.
But they were like, yeah, all right.
Do Pepe and Falco have features?
Pepe says things like, man, you shoot like your dad. Thanks. And Falco says things like,
we were lovers.
You shoot like your dad, but you don't feel like him inside.
You're girthier than your dad.
How big was your mom? No, I don't think they have any special.
The fox and the hare, get it? Oh, man.
I think if this movie, if this game, I'm sorry, was cast as a movie, Danny DeVito would have to play Pigma.
Yeah.
He would have to play Pigma. And here's why. I'm pretty sure they lifted this directly from Taxi. In the scene where they put the bomb in your headquarters, when they're successful, Pigma says, I got two words for you. Loser. I'm almost positive you could put a, I got two words for you, Wheeler. Loser. It's totally Louie from Taxi, 100%.
You just inspired me to bring up something I'd shuffled away my memory a long time ago for a quiz. So after this, I'll give you a short quiz.
Okay, I'm down. I've got one more thing that I wanted to talk about, and that is the power-ups.
Mm.
And it works essentially like Star Fox for the SNES. The power-ups are... there's gold rings. If you collect 3 gold rings, your life meter gets longer.
Yep.
And in order to fill that life meter, you can collect silver rings. One silver ring will fill up your life meter substantially. You can pick up bombs, which you can launch usually at bosses. You can pick up dual lasers, and then you can pick up a wing repair. This game was cool to me because I started thinking about game design a lot, because there's a part that bothers me in each stage. If you collect 3 gold rings, your life meter expands, but it does not carry over to the next stage. Mm-hmm. And that bugged me because it's like, well, I went through a lot of trouble to find these 3 rings. I wish that it stayed from stage to stage, and I wish that my life meter progressively got longer and longer and longer, so it's more like an RPG experience. But then I was thinking, I guess they didn't do that, because if they did, they would have to continually ramp up the difficulty, like exponentially.
Oh, for your life, yeah.
To the point where if you didn't find those gold rings, there'd be no way that you could get through a level.
That's fair.
Which made me think, I think it would be really cool if they would have done the whole, the life meter expanding carries over from stage to stage, but if you collect enough, you get bumped to a harder difficulty. So it's like that becomes your gate. You don't have to find some weird secret shit. It's just a matter of, okay, well, this person is good enough that they've expanded their life meter. Let's kick them up a difficulty and then have like a wide range of difficulty. That way,
I think that's totally fair.
It's organic.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my suggestion to you. Nintendo of 1997. So if you'd like to hire me, just feel free to give me a call. I do have a business card right here that I can send you.
Well, Star Fox for the Wii U is slated for this year or early next year.
I was actually looking at the Star Fox series Wikipedia page, Tyler, because I was going to ask you if you'd like to continue our Star Fox journey.
Are you wondering Adventures next?
That is what's next. Star Fox Adventures is next. Tyler, Star Fox 2 was canceled, and Star Fox Virtual Boy was canceled. So there's a long gap between Star Fox and Star Fox 64. There's 4 years, and then there's 5 years between Star Fox 64 and Star Fox Adventures. 5 years.
I've seen Star Fox 2 as a ROM hack, where I guess people got it and then patched it in.
From what I understand, that game was like almost completely done, and then they were like, no, we're not going to do it, I guess because of Star Fox 64. I'm completely talking on my ass. I am the first to admit I know pretty much next to nothing about video games compared to our listeners. Mm-hmm. So I guarantee you someone knows.
We just play them. We're not historians.
Yeah. So what you're saying is if we go on a Star Fox journey, we need to play the ROM hack of Star Fox 2.
I think so.
Okay. All right. I'm down to do that for like another Ship Monday or something like that. And then Star Fox Adventures. I got to witness this game that everyone says is just the worst possible game.
Well, I don't think it's... I remember playing it. I didn't like it. Primarily, if I played it again with an open mind, it might be different. But I was expecting a Star Fox game to be a Star Fox game and not a Zelda game. So it's basically another a subpar Zelda with Star Fox instead of Link. So,
The game that you're thinking about coming out is Star Fox Zero. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yep. Wii U. Initial release date, they're saying December 2015. So yeah, we should play that.
Because there's been talk about like the Wii U tablet being like your cockpit view and things like that. So it sounds like it has potential. I'm interested. Do you have any achievements for this game?
Kind of. I'll let you go first where I come up with a name for mine. How about that?
My first one is We Don't Need No Stinking Bomb. And you get that by going through the game without using any bombs, which I very nearly did.
I like that. I like that a lot. You got any more?
A Fox of the People. And that is you never let one of your allies go down. You keep them alive the whole time. And then get it? She's a cat. And that is see cat in the toxic waste level.
I did not unlock that, unfortunately. I got one achievement. Pretty good name. Pretty good name. It is called I'll Tella You No Lies. And in order to unlock I'll Tella You No Lies, you have to go through the stage in the game called Meteo.
Yeah.
Without getting hit once.
That's rough.
Because that is an asteroid field that you have to navigate. Don't know why they call the stage Meteo, but okay. I hope it's a Final Fantasy reference.
I hope so too. I hope so too.
You got a quiz for me, Tyler?
I do. I have a quiz. When you brought up Danny DeVito, so here's a quiz called Who Said It? Donald Trump? Or Frank Reynolds, his character from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Sure.
Donald Trump's character from Always Sunny, you mean?
Uh-huh. Donald Trump, yeah. There's nothing more threatening to a man than a woman who's smart and attractive.
That's Frank Reynolds.
That is Frank Reynolds. All the women flirted with me, consciously or unconsciously. That's to be expected.
That's Donald Trump.
That is Donald Trump. When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo?
Shit. Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Donald Trump, but I could see it going either way. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is correct.
All right.
Nobody's eating anybody's babies.
God, I hope that's Donald Trump, but I'm going with Frank Reynolds.
It's Frank Reynolds. A certificate of live birth is not the same thing by any stretch of the imagination as a birth certificate.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is correct. Laziness is a trait of the blacks.
Oh, shit. This one could also go either way. I'm sure Donald Trump has said that, but I'm going to go with Frank Reynolds.
It's Donald Trump.
Damn!
The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make the U.S. manufacturing non-competitive.
I can also see this one going either way. I get the point that this quiz is trying to make. I'm going to go Donald Trump, though.
Donald Trump is correct.
All right.
A woman in politics is like a donkey doing calculus.
Donald Trump.
Frank Reynolds. Tiny children are not horses.
God, I hope it's Frank Reynolds.
Donald Trump. People are tired of these nice people.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is correct.
Sure.
That's the bad Korea.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds. Free trade is terrible. Free trade can be wonderful if you have smart people, but we have stupid people.
Oh, hard one. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. The only kind of people I want counting my money are little short guys that wear yarmulkes every day. I've never seen that word spelled out, so I assume that's what it is.
Frank Reynolds.
Donald Trump.
Jesus.
I'll tell you, it's big business. If there's one word to describe Atlantic City, it's big business. Or two words, big business.
Frank Reynolds, I hope, because that's pretty funny.
Donald Trump. Two dudes getting married. That doesn't seem very gay.
Two dudes what?
Two dudes getting married. That doesn't seem very gay.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds. You know, it really doesn't matter what the media writes as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass.
Man, could go either way. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I've got my Magnum condoms. I got my wad of a hundreds. I'm ready to plow.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds.
That's
sadly.
That's a line that I'm actually very familiar with. Nikki hears that one a lot.
It's not your fault, sweetie. You're just not pretty enough.
Gotta be Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds.
Talking to Sweet D.
Well, somebody's doing the raping. Who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. You notice that baby was crying? I didn't get angry? Not once. Did you notice that? That baby was driving me crazy.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. In life, you have to rely on the past, and that's called history.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Sometimes your best investments are the ones you don't make.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. If life pushes you down, you've got to push back.
Donald Trump.
Frank Reynolds.
Damn. I figured Frank would be a little more, have a little more oomph to it.
One of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace. Good people don't go into government.
Frank Reynolds.
Donald Trump.
Damn it.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
God, this is tough.
That is a tough one.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. It's all about image and marketing. There are no bands out there without any musical ability.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds. I try to learn from the past, but I plan for the future by focusing exclusively on the present.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. The point is that you can't be too greedy.
Frank Reynolds.
Donald Trump.
Damn.
Animals should be food, rugs, and trophies.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds.
Yeah, I'm also familiar with that line.
The 1990s sure aren't the 1980s.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'll say Frank Reynolds.
Donald Trump.
Damn.
I saw a report yesterday. There's so much oil all over the world, they don't know where to dump it. And Saudi Arabia says, oh, there's too much oil. Do you think they're our friends? They're not our friends.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I don't know how many years I got left on this earth. I'm going to get real weird with it.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds.
I'm going to get real weird with it. Mm-mm. Is that it?
That's it.
So what element am I? What did that quiz reveal?
You're Donald Trump. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. You've got too much hair to be a Frank Reynolds.
Hmm. All right. I mean, Donald Trump kind of has hair.
I feel like if you were to combine all of our negative traits, that would be Frank Reynolds.
Tyler, I had fun today.
Yeah.
I had fun taking that quiz, too.
Yeah.
I feel like it really clinched it. I had fun playing Star Fox. I beat an N64 game. Check me out. It's been a long time since I've done that.
Yeah.
Couldn't even. Oh, still man. Haven't finished Paper Mario. Still haven't finished
it's
it.
It's okay.
Still haven't finished it. Still a little salty about it. Before we close things out, Tyler, I've got some important questions
that
I want to ask you.
Okay.
The first of which being, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would you give it?
I would give this, I think it's a commander, Commander Riker's beard from Star Wars The Next Generation, only this beard is in 3D.
Oh, a 3D beard.
Yeah, 3D Riker beard.
Okay.
It's the Next Generation of The Next Generation.
I got a quiz for you, Tyler.
Okay.
It's called, what instrument did Riker play? First question, Tyler. What instrument did Riker play?
Knowing when it came out, I'm going to assume the saxophone.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Trombone. He's looking for trombone.
Okay.
I like a 3D record beard.
Yeah.
Tyler?
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, another question for you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was way too excited. Mm-hmm. Can I take two? Mm. Tyler?
Yes, Dave.
If you would give this game, I don't know, a pair of 3D glasses maybe, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I'd have to give this one of the scouters from Dragon Ball Z that determine power levels. Because they're very futuristic and their glasses kind of look like they wear in the cockpit, only these don't blow up whenever they read anybody's power levels. Because that's the notorious thing in Dragon Ball Z. Scouters are effective like the first four episodes of the show, and then all they do is blow up when anybody like powers up. As computers are prone to do, just explode.
Well, if Dragon Ball Z taught me anything about computer science,
it's that's that true.
If you're going to check someone's power level, you better make sure you got enough processing power.
You better do it mystically and not technology. Yeah,
for real. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to assign this game a power level, what power level would that be?
Over 9,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You really like this game.
I did. This was a good game.
Do you feel like...
And not my particular genre of games, and I really enjoyed it, so...
Yeah. Do you feel like playing it on 3DS had any effect, or...?
I guess it was probably easy. The controls were easier, because I meant to mention this last show, and I'll mention it now, because I saw on our game deals on Reddit that Kmart was having a sale... for the new 3DS XL that has the new
processing speed. Well, yeah, I'm hoping they're selling you a used one at Kmart.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make sense.
And I went to order one online. They were sold out. I went to our local Kmart, which has got to be one of the saddest places in Western Kentucky.
Yep.
I went there last year when they mispriced Skyward Sword, because I got Skyward Sword for $20 instead of $60. And it was okay. I thought it was dingy. But this time when I went in, holy shit. Back to their video game section. No video games. All their electronics was just two bins of $2.99 DVDs. And they had like and they had four Blu-rays like fucking encased in plastic and security in the back. And that was it.
I was hoping when you said two, I was hoping that was gonna be followed by all their electronics section was two guys just eating sandwiches.
Because I was like, man, maybe it's in the toys. Let me go over here. They have a blue aisle and a pink aisle of dusty toys. Nope, no 3DS here.
Love those dusty toys.
I asked somebody. She's like, I don't know. I don't think we sell those anymore.
She was like,
I've got the ad here.
Where am
like,
I?
I don't know. So then I just I took it to Walmart, got a new 3DS, went to the register, like price match. Okay. Wow, is that real? Yeah, Kmart.com. Check it out, $100. Okay, because they were busy, so so I got the brand new one.
I wish you'd have been. Is that real? Nope.
No.
Okay. $100, please. We're Walmart. We literally can't tell you no.
Because I heard like they won't price match if there's not like one of those stores in your state.
Gotcha.
Or like in like so long of an area, like if I had a Target thing,
yeah,
they probably couldn't price match it here
because we don't have one.
Within, I think the closest one, I think is in Marion, an hour away, so in another state.
I forget that we have a Kmart.
It's easily, the most popular thing about our Kmart is the big parking lot in front of it where people sell fruit.
The big empty parking lot. Yeah.
It's an enormous fucking parking lot where all the local farmers will line up and sell peaches. And that's it. You don't want to go to Kmart.
Yeah. Not unless you want peaches.
Because like the old 3DS is like $150. So I was pretty happy to get the brand new one for just $100.
Yeah.
So then
I
picked up the new Xenoblade Chronicles 3D for it. And then played Star Fox on it. So I was pretty happy with it.
Excellent. Excellent.
The graphic update, because on the N64, still looks pretty good. I had no problems with how it looked on the N64. And it just looks a little more realistic on the 3DS. But
a little cleaner.
That's really it, yeah.
You know where else it looks good?
Where?
It looks really good in Paul's video. Paul Kluwel played this game, Tyler, for What's Paul Playing Today? I mention it about an hour and a half in just to make sure Paul listens to the full episode. Now, he did a playthrough. He actually fucking beat this game.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah, he beat this game, and it's really fun to watch. And if you've never played Star Fox 64 and would like to see it,
If you want to, if you've never seen it and you don't really want to play it, just watch Paul play the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. He beats it in under an hour. The video is a little over an hour, but like his actual game time is under an hour. So it's fun to watch. And I did not watch it until I beat the game myself. I want to go ahead and say that. Okay, uh-huh. Throw that out there. So definitely check it out. You can find it on YouTube. Just do a search for What's Paul Playing Today? And then maybe Star Fox 64. Maybe throw that in your search string.
Okay.
Tyler, I got another question for you. Mm-hmm. The last mm-hmm. question. I want to know how much this game is on Amazon. How much do you think this game is on Amazon?
New?
Oh, Tyler, I'm so glad you asked that.
Because I don't know, because if there's new with the Rumble Pack.
Tyler.
Regular new. Used with the Rumble Pack. I don't.
Tyler, you seem to know a whole lot about the purchasing options on Amazon, mm-hmm. with and without Rumble Pack. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you done any research on this?
I just know it came with the Rumble Pack.
Okay. All right. I mean, so. It seems pretty specific.
Because
mm-hmm. Amazon does have it broken down with Rumble Pack and without Rumble Pack.
Mm.
Just seems a little fishy, that's all. Just seems a little fishy.
You mentioned your Wikipedia
fishy.
Article. I'd listen to you. I'd listen to the words that you say.
Tyler, I want to know how much this game is used on Amazon without Rumble Pack. If it matters to you, pack is spelled P-A-K.
Mm, it does. Okay, so $11.
Now, if it had the extra C in there, how much is the C worth?
$13.99
with a C. Actual retail value of Lilat Wars, just kidding, Star Fox 64 without Rumble Pack, used on Amazon at the time of this recording, of which they have 111, is $16.99. Tyler, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You did pretty good. How much do you think this game is new? Just for funsies.
By itself?
Without Rumble Pack.
$90.
Tyler, actual retail value of Star Fox 64 new for the Nintendo 64 and Amazon at the time of this recording is $378.33.
Damn. How much is a Rumble Pack new?
I do not know. I can look that up for you, though, if you'd like.
Nah, it's okay.
Would you like to know how much this game is new with a Rumble Pack? Not the Rumble Pack by itself. Please keep that in mind. Not the Rumble Pack with itself. Star Fox 64, including a Rumble Pack.
Package with the Rumble
Pack. Package new with the Rumble Pack.
$500.
$245. Hey, you want a Rumble Pack? Want a Rumble Pack and pay almost $100 less?
Really? Is the game by itself more rare than the Rumble Pack version?
I think that this is just a classic case of people will just put random dollar amounts on an Amazon post.
Yeah,
I really do. I think someone's like, holy shit, man, I got a Star Fox with plastic on it. I guess that's $400 worth. I mean, it's got to make more money. I don't even remember Jizz Farmer Herbert's voice. I mean, it's got to be more money than all this canned jizz, right?
Any last minute comments about Star Fox?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I liked it.
Yep.
This is definitely on my list of N64 games that I enjoyed, which is a very short list.
You can write it on one business card.
As of right now, yes. Hopefully, as we continue to keep playing N64 games, if the list is functioning properly, if everything is clicking and all the cylinders are hitting, that just means the games are going to get better and better and better as we crawl to Dorkly's number one game. Second sneeze!
Ooh.
It's a tadpog miracle. You got another one in you?
I think so. Because now it's just static. Okay, that should be it. Because next is...
Right off a sneeze.
Yeah.
We're going to ride that nasal segue into what we're playing next.
Mario Kart 64. So we should be riding high still onto the next one.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm excited because I am. I expect a full compare and contrast from you between Mario Kart 64.
And into the bibliography and everything.
Diddy Kong Racing. I expect your footnotes to be in order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God, I hate annotated bibliography.
Well, I mean, this podcast is serious business.
Yeah, it's true. We do that for every episode. We have everything transcripted. We listen to it, type it out by hand.
Yeah.
Put in all our references to all our inside jokes.
Look, man, when I came to you almost 3 years ago and said, hey, I think we should do a podcast, I wasn't expecting fucking sloppy work from either of us. I mean, you know us and our stellar track record of professionalism.
Here at Piss Drinkers.
Thank you, Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Next episode, I've already said it's Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, we're going to sneeze a couple times and play a game.
Next Monday, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure it out. Maybe an advert game.
I got one in mind.
Okay.
That I want to play.
Do you want to mention it or is it going to be secret?
Nope, because I might not be able to get it to run.
Okay.
You might know the one I'm thinking of now.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on board.
All right.
All right. Okay. What we still love, 5-star iTunes reviews. Helps us out a lot. I should have put my computer on mute.
Yep.
When I pulled it up for this, for that Donald Trump and Frank Reynolds quiz.
Before you close it, who's messaging us on Facebook right now?
See, now it's going to be coy. It doesn't want to show me. Oh, you coy computer.
It's shy.
It is Jacob York.
Of what fighting fame?
Sending me a picture of him wearing Vibram 5 fingers.
Callback.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you ask him if there's anything he'd like to share with Tadpog Nation? And hopefully he gets back to you before we close the show. And then we can share Jacob's message with everybody.
Is there anything you'd like to share with Tadpog Nation since I'm recording this post?
All right. So let's continue with the outro. Okay. We'll check back in.
Yeah. So iTunes, still the biggest marketplace. Still makes
so
the biggest
big.
Impact.
So big.
We need it.
We need your impact.
We desperately need your deep impact. We need Morgan Freeman as the president, and you just
pound
us
with
deep
your impact.
So we try to further you help us, we help you.
Yeah.
So if there's a game you want us to play or a host you want for a certain episode, include that in your 5-star written review. And we promise we will get to that eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about stuff. It's probably going to be an advert game. We'll see. In the meantime, you can always find us at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. You can find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. Of course, you know there's a lot of cool people there, and they're doing a lot of cool shit. If there's anything in particular that you have to say about Star Fox 64, that is a good place to let us know. Tyler will make an episode post, and anything you have to say can go right there, and we'll see it. Tell us about Star Fox 2. Do you know anything about Star Fox 2?
Yeah.
Do you know a guy? You know a guy who can get a Star Fox 2? Let us know. I mean, we'll probably just download it off the internet, but still, let us know. You can find us on Twitter. We're at tadpog_podcast. It's cucumbersome, I realize. Thank you for everybody who is retweeting us, especially our episode posts, because those really do get the word out, and we really do appreciate that. You can call us if you want. If you'd like to be on one of our infamous all-call shows, you can do that. Just call it 270-883-2555 and try to keep the call under 3 minutes. We have a very, very loose screening policy. So, and by that, I mean I do not listen to the calls before I play them on the show. So just call and say anything you want is my point, and you'll get played on the show unless you say a whole bunch of hateful stuff, and then we'll probably – I mean, it's just going to be more work for us because we'll have to edit it out. But regardless, call us. Finally, we've got a Patreon. If you think that we deserve some money, if you want to support the show, you can do that. There are some really wonderful people who already do that at patreon.com/tadpog. If you want to kick in a few bucks, that's the place to do it. We definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much for everybody who has opened their wallet so far.
We lost one, though. Made me sad. We lost one.
I mean, that'll happen.
It'll happen.
Yeah, I mean.
So if you want to step up and fill, now that our heart is a little emptier, to fill it back up, we'd appreciate it. Jacob did reply, prepare for my inevitable return. A smiling emoticon with hearts for eyes, smiling kissy emoticon sending a kiss, and then another smiling emoticon with hearts for eyes.
Okay. That sounds like a text from my wife.
Or me.
Or Tyler. I said my wife.
Dave, what's our theme song?
Tyler, I believe that is Moves by Sycamore Drive, a link to which can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
How do you want to close it out?
I would like to close it out as our favorite member of the Star Fox team.
Okay.
So it'll be different.
So until next... I'm about to sneeze again.
Do it.
So until next
time.
Do
it, sneeze. Do it.
I got it. I got it now. So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
Say what?
Slippy is easy. Slippy is easy. But I guess you can go, Tropical Capricorn, you ignorant ass.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready. I got 100 hours on the laptop. We couldn't even fill that up by tomorrow.
Damn, you're right.
We could just record. Let's just record 100 hours and just publish it.
The one where we just recorded 100 hours.
Who is the true fan? We could have a quiz at the end. It's like asking a bunch of questions we talked about. Whoever answers these 48 questions.
Gets to be the new, we pass the mantles on.
Yeah, they're the new host.